Al-Qaeda in Iraq and other Sunni insurgents today claimed responsibility for a string of attacks on Shiites across Baghdad. Nearly 100 people were killed this week. The group is also believed to be responsible for a shooting rampage earlier this week at a Catholic church in Baghdad. 52 people died in that incident. And it's led many Christians to question their place in Iraq. The Christian Science Monitor's Jane Araf has this report.
In this wave of grief, each of the victims was celebrated as a martyr. It wasn't just a massacre. For many, it was a message that they don't belong here anymore. Samira George has almost gone mad with sorrow. She watched her 70-year-old husband bleed to death after being shot. Never, not in a horror movie, never has this happened anywhere in the world, she says. At the crypt of Our Lady of Salvation, the Catholic church where the attack took place, Jinan is inconsolable. Her daughter, Rawdawafi Yusuf, had been married less than 2 months and was newly pregnant. There are so many to be buried, the graveyard manager tells the families they have only 5 minutes each. The church has been sealed off, but through the broken doors you can see the bloodstains splattered on the ceiling. There are so many questions about how this happened, but an exhausted church official, Monsignor Pius Kasha, says there's only one that matters.
Today we Christians demand that our country answer us. Does our country love us or not? We humble ourselves and work for our country. And does it love us or not? Who will answer this question? The land is silent, but the president and officials must answer.
At the funeral mass at nearby St. Joseph's, a group of cousins of one of the two priests killed sits stone-faced in the back row. These young men would be the future of this community, but many say they won't stay. Across town in New Baghdad, Father Douglas Albazi says he has fewer than 300 families left in his parish. Before the war, there were more than 2,000. More of them decided to leave this week.
Everyone told me, Father, I'm sorry, I will leave. I tell them, don't be sorry, okay? What is the benefit if you will be dead?
Christians were in Iraq centuries before Islam came. And as long as they didn't interfere in politics, they were relatively safe before the war. But since 2003, almost half of them have fled the country. Father Douglas was shot and kidnapped 4 years ago in the new Iraq.
I consider myself that I am a really lucky guy, that I'm still alive. I'm still pay for what happened to me because last January I made surgery in my back and still I have pain and I lose all my teeth. I made also surgery for my nose because they broke my face. They use hammer.
He says Christians here have been abandoned, including by their own church.
Who care about Christian in Iraq? No one. All these years we have from Vatican, zero.
Some here believe what was set in motion this week is what happened to Iraqi Jews more than half a century ago. They fled after a series of bombings. They're essentially gone now. Father Douglas says he believes every priest here will eventually be killed. But as long as there are Christians in Iraq, he will stay to be with whoever is left. For the world, I'm Jane Araf in Baghdad.